Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Hi, tribe. We're back. I feel like every time we come back, we've missed a week because so much has happened.
You were gone for a week and you've been here for a week. So it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you.
Yes. Yes. But we only missed one episode.
Yes. Yeah. That. Yeah. We'll make it out. But I haven't seen you for 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know. And that seems like 2 months. It's just traveling and I'm leaving again to Chicago. So I was in Lisbon for a whole week and it doesn't seem like that short of a time, but it is because it takes a whole day to get there. And actually on the way to the airport, I was supposed to connect through Philly.
Okay.
But then the flight leaving here was delayed so much that I would have missed my connection from Philly to Lisbon. And so as I was on the phone waiting for a rep, they automatically rebooked me to go to Madrid from Dallas. And then Madrid, you get a little, I think it was maybe 30-minute flight to Lisbon.
So you had to catch two different flights, right?
Yeah. There's not a connection. There's only a nonstop to Lisbon from the U.S. from JFK, Chicago, or Philadelphia.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So that's what you had to get it connecting to. Okay.
And yeah. And so by the time all of that, I didn't land till like the next morning because of the time change too, because they're 6 hours ahead of us. Okay. So when you get there, you land the next day. On the way back, it's all one day.
All one day. Okay,
yeah, because you're making up that six hours of time.
Okay, so you make it up on the way.
Yeah, but I guess I had never stayed somewhere as long as I did with the amount of time change that there was, because I can't remember the last time I had jet lag.
Uh-huh.
But that shit is real.
It is real. It's real. So what time did you land there? Was it in the morning?
Yeah, so by the time all my travel was done, I landed at like 11 in the morning.
Okay, so you had like the full day. So you had to make yourself stay up.
Yeah, so I stayed up. But the funny part is, you know,
I'm sure you had no problem staying
up. Well, here's the thing. So the funny part is, you know, I can like bring it. I like stay up, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess because by the time I left to the airport and my rebooking, the flight that they rebooked me on was later than my original flight. When everything was said and done, I had spent awake, like, I think we figured like 25 hours. And so when I made it to where our friend was staying, I walked in and one of the first things she told me, she was like, "Wow, you look beat. Like, do you want to take a nap?" And I was like, "No, I just got here. Like, I'm ready to party." And I...
Did you mean it or were you like, really?
I mean, because I could not sleep on the plane. So that was part of the problem. But I had just gotten there. I'm not going to waste a day, you know? And so I went to the restroom to kind of, I took a shower and stuff. But as soon as I saw my face, I was like, whoa, I looked tired. And I wanted to tell you, like, call Sujata and tell her, like, I am human. And I actually do look really, really bad because.
Yeah, right.
No, I did. And she was like, see, I told you. She was like, I don't know if I've ever seen you look like this before. So
but even if you look happens, like that, even if you look like that, you were ready to still party. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Like my body wasn't ready for like my
That's
energy.
What I'm saying. I may look bad, but I'm also beat as in like, I can't keep going.
Yeah.
And then we
met up with her friends there. It was like other moms of the ballet students there. And so she was telling us, oh, this is Jacqueline. I think because I was supposed to get there earlier in the day, that's my original flight. And they all knew I was coming because she was telling them. She was like, oh my God, how do you look like that? And you've been traveling for like over 24 hours. Listen, I took a shower, you know. They were like, oh my God, you look like so good for having like not slept. But yes, I did look really bad. I knew we were going to spend one more day in the city that we were at before we actually went to Lisbon.
Okay.
We did some shopping. There's lots and lots of cafes there.
Really?
And they were having this like Renaissance festival, like this medieval.
So the same thing that they have here.
Similar. Kind of, okay. But it's like intense there. They do a lot of crepes.
And
they were
kids
doing them
would
in cauldrons.
Love that.
Yes. And then they do a lot of meats, like spigots.
I saw
like
that
whatever.
Pork. I saw the pork like, butt.
Yes, you could see the legs, the hooves, everything, all the parts of the body. And they just, you know, people like it fresh. I get that. Like fresh is best. But
yeah,
it was like,
see, you know,
it was too fresh for me. But they did have sangria everywhere. So we could just like buy it and
it
walk
good?
Around. Yes. Well, because it's Portugal, Lisbon.
Yes.
Spain.
I'm always curious because like, sometimes, you know, like the wine is not as strong here. I mean, over there versus here. So I wanted to know, like the flavors are different.
Yeah.
You have to get adjusted to the
right.
flavors, right?
So the wine actually is really good there and it's so cheap. It
well,
is
yes,
very,
I
very
hear
cheap.
That everywhere, yeah.
And then the food was actually cheap. It wasn't as cheap as the other cities, like once you get to Lisbon, because it's a major city.
Yeah.
But everything else was so cheap. And a big cup of sangria was like €3.
Yeah, that's like not yeah. even happy hour prices.
I know.
That's
it was
not even,
really
yes.
good.
So it's like worth going.
And it's
yeah.
gorgeous. Like it's like all hilly and cobblestone everywhere. So you don't want to wear wedges or heels.
You were
or
right about
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like how many cities did y'all visit?
Just two. They okay. visited more. I think, you know, it takes a while to get to different places. Oh, we did go to Sintra, which is where a lot of the old kings and queens palaces are. And you can tour that. I would say at least maybe 2 to 3 weeks to just take advantage of everything mm-hmm. over there.
And take it, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I had my fill of the city that we were in. It was beautiful. We went to a beach, gorgeous. The water is cold, ice cold. So you don't want to get in there.
The water.
But
okay.
the weather is nice. So it starts off a little chilly and then it warms up. I will say in Lisbon, you find a lot of people speak English because it's very touristy.
But in the other...
In Lyria, nobody spoke. So you had to like Google Translate everything
yeah.
they were saying
yeah.
and the menus and stuff. And honestly, and I get it because it's not a touristy town. They did not like Americans.
That's like everywhere though, right? Mm-hmm. When I went to Greece... They knew how to speak English, but they didn't want to speak English with you.
Really?
No. They understood. They're just like, why are you in our country?
Yeah. No, they did not understand in Lyria because it's so
but
tiny.
They do not care for
but
the
But they
tourists.
Do not. Yeah. They didn't want to. We looked a little different because, you know, I didn't look American.
So there's
and
no tourists there.
Not really.
Yeah.
We didn't spend a lot of time there, so I didn't have to navigate that much. But yeah, like the last day we went to a cafe and you could tell that everybody was local and we were just trying to order the easiest shit because we don't know. We're like, dos cappuccino and then like a croissant. And you could tell like she was like trying to ask us some more. And I'm like, just pointing like that one. And she was, you could tell like they were just bitching about us the whole time, like mad. You know, and I was just like can we go out? But it's a lot of seafood, really, really fresh. They're big on octopus.
I've tasted it.
If you make it right, it's really good. And they made it right. When I've had octopus before, it's like bigger tentacles. And so you kind of get like one or two and there you go, right? Because it's like more of an appetizer or whatever. This, you get the whole octopus. So it's like smaller tentacle, all of them and the head and stuff. So visually.
It already to me looks so
I know.
Weird and nasty. And imagine eating that. I cannot.
Yeah.
Like.
So our friend, she was like, do you want to split? Because, you know, you want to try everything. And so I was like, okay, you get the octopus. I'll get the risotto and we'll split. And then turns out I'm glad we got the other thing because like. I get that octopus tastes good, but I'm not into it at all just because of the look of it. Because
yes.
it was a whole blob, the
yes.
whole thing.
If you just bring it chopped up, I will try
yeah.
it. I tried it. But when you bring the whole thing, you're like,
yeah. And the few times that we got it, it was all the whole octopus. And so I was just like, The wine was good. We always had sangria every day.
Okay.
Aperol spritz. You walk around. It's just, you can walk around with beverages. So. Really? Anyway, so back to school. We have like less than 3 weeks. I think it's two and a half weeks.
No, we have 2 weeks. Exactly two weeks from today.
Gosh, I'm proud of us. Again, normally we have anxiety.
I'm actually surprised that summer went by that fast.
I know.
Like, I feel like it just started off. We went on our trip and then we're already here doing back to school shopping and getting ready. We're trying to like go to sleep a little bit earlier and earlier. It's not working out. I think Aryan still wakes up at like 11, 12 o'clock every day.
I think that's the hardest.
I think since school starts on Tuesday,
yeah,
they'll have it hard. They'll have to wake up and then they'll go to sleep early that whole
week. Well, yeah. I mean, you can try that weekend, but then it's the weekend. But, you know, our kids are old enough to, you're just going to have to suck it up, you know?
Yeah. And Donovan's going into middle school.
Yes.
Rhea's going into high school.
I know. So we have first. Oh, and then Laurel.
We need to all go out together afterwards.
I know. And then Laurel's going to start her big girl pre-K at the elementary school. You know, I don't know what it is. Back to school shopping was always, maybe because we're girls, but I know also guys care about what they wear. Like Aryan cares about what he wears.
He does, but he was not into it so much. He just let me pick his outfits out. But I'm sure once that time comes, he's going to be like, I need to go find outfits because he's just not thinking about it right now. Rhea's been ready to go back to school shopping for like a month now, but she doesn't want to go back to school. She just wants to go shopping.
Yes. So Donovan doesn't want to do any of it. I have had to drag him out 2 days to go shopping. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I have shorts. I have shirts. I'm like, but they look like they've been through the ringer. We need to get rid of some, you know, buy some new ones, buy some new shoes. He's like, I have shoes. Like, I can't believe they're not excited to buy those things,
but
to buy new stuff.
School, you'll see.
And how much do you give them? Do you put them on a limit? Do you say, okay, like get so many different shirts and shoes? Clearly things are more expensive and we grew up, we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I figure my mom at best, and I know this sounds lowball, but again, everything was cheaper. We didn't go to very nice places. I think it wasn't until middle school that I got my first pair of actual like Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe just on clothes, which were on layaway too, I want to say maybe $150.
Okay,
and it was three of us. Maybe it was like $100. I don't know.
I'm talking about right now. I just get them what they need also.
But also, and it's very expensive. Do they need it though?
I know they need one pair of running shoes for sure. And right. Like one pair of nice sneakers.
Right. Okay. But do they need a Lululemon tights? No. So no. Just kind of explain what your reasoning or what you think.
I do get them Lululemon because that's something that, I'll be honest, they wear over and over and over. Whereas if I get something else from like, you know, a different store, they just tear in like 6 months to a year. Lululemon black leggings will last for a while. So I'm trying to justify it to you, but like a jacket she really, really wants from there. And, you know, she just has her gift card, so she's going to buy it from there for herself. But yeah. I do buy the nice things. Instead of buying five simple jackets, she'll wear that one Lululemon jacket over and over. So I have to justify that way. She just can't buy it and just be like, oh, I don't wear it anymore.
I know that's not like a hard amount, but just say like, okay, you're going to spend, it sounds like a lot, like $400, but really it's not, right? Because I'm sure Lululemon leggings are like $80 and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
it's $100.
Do you cap it off at like $500? That's a lot of money.
Yes. That's why I say I don't do what's it called? I don't do pricing. I just do go by with what they need.
Mm-hmm. But when it gets pricey, you're like, hey.
Well, there is like, okay, let me give an example. Like shoes, she got one, you know, they're over $100. But then she also wanted over $100 backpack.
Oh, a backpack?
Mm-hmm. So I said that I don't have a hard time justifying that.
Right.
So I just told her, I said, are you getting it because everyone else is getting it and it's in trend or whatever? Or do you even like the style? So anyhow, I'm debating on that one. But everything else, like whatever she's wanting to get, I just make sure she wears it. And she is aware of that.
And what about Aryan? Do they care?
About what? Name brand?
Yeah.
He does like Nike and Air Jordans.
Do you think that the older the kids get, the more expensive stuff that they want?
Yeah. He got his Hoka running shoes. So yeah, the older they get more, they're more aware. They're more, you know, fashion, whatever. But as long as they wear it, I'm okay with it. And we, but it's not like, oh my gosh, every single item has to be Lululemon. No. Mm-hmm. We like mix and match it and stuff like that.
I don't know. I just am curious because everyone, like things obviously are just more expensive now. And these girls especially, I know guys, but girls especially are wearing very expensive stuff. And they're just as expensive as the stuff that we're buying for us.
They're probably more expensive because I will go to Athleta and buy my leggings from there. But
so why? What's wrong with the leggings that from there for her? So it's not about quality because Athleta is a quality.
Athleta's quality.
It's more about name brand for them.
It is about name brand, but at the same time, I know Lululemon's going to last forever and you can resell those for a good price too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Whereas, yeah, that's fair. That's fair because they're all growing and, you know, you just have to keep that in mind too, that if we buy our self expensive stuff, mm-hmm. like, we're not growing, like, you know?
I guess I don't know where else would they would want to shop.
So there's Abercrombie, there's Hollister, there's American Eagle.
But if you go shop there, they're expensive too.
No, at least I can go on sale. I don't even know the last time I bought anything full price, to be honest with you, because everything goes on sale so much.
Yes.
Except
Lulu.
That's what I'm saying.
And if they do have a sales rack,
it's like,
it's the colors and the style that nobody really
exactly
wants,
and know? So I have a hard time even for myself. The only time I'll ever shop there is if someone just leaves me a gift card or something. Nothing against the quality, nothing against the brand. I think it's just so expensive for what it is.
But I think still shopping now, they're always growing out of it. It's like a yearly thing that you're having
to replenish. That's the
whereas like
part.
If I buy something really expensive, I keep it forever.
And it's justified.
It is justified. But for them, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know. So how do we teach them? Okay, going back to our last podcast, like how do we teach them value, right? With all of these name brands that didn't exist back then when we were growing up. And also, and I understand and I sympathize how hard it is because while they shouldn't care, these kids are ruthless at school.
But it's not even the clothes. It's also like the self-care, like the skincare, the makeup.
Yes.
The jewelry. Kendra Scott.
So does that count as back to school shopping? Like, does she want new makeup for school?
No, she's, we do like a lot of like the CeraVe's, but the makeups.
Makeup.
I'm sorry. I was talking about the whole skincare aspect of the lipsticks. It is all Sephora. She'll get it for her birthdays and she'll have it as her birthday list and stuff like that. So I'm
expensive.
Drugstore brand mascara.
Hey, we had is like CoverGirl
and Revlon. So yes. And they're still there in L'Oreal and all that. So, she has a mix of both. Yeah. She has drugstore.
When did they skip that? Did she ever have drugstore stuff?
Yeah, she did. And she still has drugstore mascara.
Okay.
Because she's got the long lashes, so she doesn't need like the extra things.
Yeah,
so
but did she have like CoverGirl Compact? Did she have lipsticks from Revlon? Did they stay with that?
No, they didn't do what? Rum Raisin? They didn't do Rum Raisin.
Wet and Wild.
Vixen. Do you remember Vixen? Yeah. So they didn't have all that.
Colorstay Revlon.
No. So I'm trying to think. So she still does actually, I'll be honest, like she did do drugstore mascara. I think it was Maybelline or something. And then she did try a brand from Sephora, like a nice expensive brand. And she ended up going to the drugstore. She liked that better.
Hey, those are tried and true.
I tried to tell her, I was like, don't go by the brand. See what really works. But still, they hesitate. They love Sephora. Sephora is the big thing now.
I understand. But also, I feel like there should be a clear difference between being like entitled. Like we buy it because we
deserve
are older. We're older. We work hard for all of that.
Yes.
You know, like, just because that's where we shop, they don't deserve to be able to shop there.
Yes.
They don't need all that stuff to shop
there. So I think she does a good job balancing that out. she'll just use a lip gloss and she'll make sure that lasts. So she just got birthday money. And mm-hmm. so she's out there spending it. But I don't know if you heard her. She's like, these are 30% off. I go, you don't need to buy them because they Aerie goes on sale all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching them, put in your cart, know what's on your list, and just like refresh it.
Shop like us. Yes. Shop like us. We are always searching for deals.
Deals.
Because we know. These kids don't know that. They're just like, oh, it's just money. Like,
yeah.
The power of money.
They didn't struggle. They haven't struggled. We struggled.
How do we make them struggle? Seriously, how do you make them struggle without being a bad parent or being seen as maybe, you know, being mean to your child? Because everyone, like in this neighborhood, everyone has the means to do that, right?
Yeah.
But should we, right?
I don't know. The next topic is cars for us.
Oh my God.
So
I think you should have a piece of shit for your first car and have to work your way, right?
We did.
Because that taught you.
Yeah.
Gratitude, appreciation, working hard, discipline.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
They're all like, let's get a Bronco. Let's get this.
Oh my
let's
God.
Get this. I go, I think I'm going to use Uber and y'all Uber everywhere. So I think that we've come a long way. And it's very hard because our kids didn't struggle. And like this generation, they do act very entitled. So I think as parents, we have to like teach them. We have to go out of our way to make sure that they know what gratitude
yeah.
is and stuff.
So. And sacrifices. So maybe she wants a backpack, but then she has to sacrifice on the shoes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's exactly
yeah.
what I did. I did. I go, you got these expensive shoes. I don't even spend that kind of money on.
No, me neither.
She's got two or three pairs of shoes. I was like, oh gosh, I don't even spend it. I have to think twice on it. but the backpack, I didn't go out and straight on buy it because I was like, oh, over 100. Why? It doesn't even look that nice. I would understand that.
Yeah.
Are you going to use it for the next 3-4 years? Of
I know high exactly. school? Not. No.
So
no.
I still haven't got it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I told her, I was like, you're going to have to make some choices.
As I buy a YSL in Portugal.
Hey, but you got a
hey,
discount.
First of all, that shit was cheaper there.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I got taxes back. So really?
So wait, it's discounted and on top of taxes?
So that same purse here in the States was like $600 more than they priced it there.
Okay.
And then I get to claim the taxes and I get that back.
So it's like about $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so really, I saved Chaz a shit ton of money, right?
Yes.
I'm smart. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I should have fucking got another one.
You should have.
I need a wallet.
Two for one.
Next time I go back. I don't know. Next time I go back, we'll know for sure. Well, we gotta teach our kids. We gotta teach our kids. Let us know what you do to teach your kids gratitude and appreciation and how much is about enough to spend for back to school stuff.
Yeah.
Is it per kid, per necessity? Does supplies count to that? Does makeup count towards that? Because girls want makeup and guys don't need makeup.
I think things have really changed. Yeah, we got to know. Because like even whenever we go out for lunch, it's not 99 cents tacos
Fuck
anymore.
No.
It's like $10 Chick-fil-A, $10, $12, $15 Chipotle.
Girl,
and I'm like,
oh, you're telling me they think we're made out of money.
Yeah.
And they need to start cooking. That's for damn sure. All right. Well, make sure you're following us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Keep telling everyone about us. And we'll see you next
soon.
Week.
And let us know what y'all are doing for gratitude.
Yes.
Yes. That's
all right.
Important.
You
all
do
right.
you, boo.
Bye.